Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
And we are excited to have Danielle Roberts back on for her third mini episode. And today we're going to be talking about when to recognize that you need either a virtual assistant or an OBN. So I'm going to throw it over to Danielle. When do you think someone should recognize that they need one or the other?
I think that starting out, it's a really good idea to be planning to have a virtual assistant to help you, especially if you want to do hashtag all the things. Because honestly, like, that's what's expected of an entrepreneur or a small business owner these days. I don't think that you have to do everything, but if you feel like you need to be on social media, you need to have a good website, if you need this, that, and the other thing, it's a really good plan to plan and budget for a virtual assistant from the get-go, whether that's hiring somebody. Like, honestly, if you hire somebody for an hour every week, like, that's a good investment. Because it's allowing you to give up some aspects of your business and just focus on what only you can do, because there's parts of your business that anybody could do. But what really is going to be helpful and useful for you is the stuff that you can just do. And that's what really makes you the most money. Mm-hmm. And then for an OBM, an online business manager, I would say, I mean, and it depends on how fast your business grows, but if you need a team member or if you need another person to help you come in and help strategize and plan and take some things off that are more deeply ingrained or more deeply rooted in your business plan or the way that you're wanting to go with your business, for instance, if you need somebody to help you with handling your email, sending customer emails back and forth, if you need somebody to help with invoicing, doing something that's going to be more of like the more involved work and helping you come up with different things, different directions to go with your business, then that's when you're going to want to be bringing on an OBM.
What do you think are some of the signs as we're growing our business? So we all start out doing it all ourselves.
Yep.
I know you said that from the beginning we should be planning and looking at the things that we can hand off. What do you think are some of the signs that you've reached that point that it's time to bring somebody on? Now that you've made the lists and you know what you want to hand off, how do you know when it's time, when it's that point where you need to actually bring somebody in?
I want to say before overwhelm hits you, because don't laugh. I think when you get to the point where you, and I honestly, like, you have to be able to know your limits as a small business owner, especially because a lot of us are either in relationships, we're married, we're moms, we're dads, we're wearing a lot of other hats. You have to recognize what your capability and your capacity are, because you don't want to not hire somebody and then your business suffers and you go backwards on the progress that you've made. So like I said, and with either like hiring somebody for an hour a week, like that's, it seems like a really small amount of time, but if that's your capacity and you need to be able to give some of that time off, like that's, you know, you can recognize like, well, this is what's coming and I know I need to pass this off. And I think too, so before the overwhelm, but I think too, if you're at that point of overwhelm where you need somebody to step in and be like, okay, this is, I've got this, you handle that, and we'll get you through this overwhelming time period. Even if it's something just for a launch, like you're launching a product or something, you need somebody to come in and help you out. Like that's, that would probably be more of a project manager type role. But even if it's just a one-time thing like that, or if you're running a summit and you need somebody to help with transcriptions, because honestly, if you're running a summit or something big like that, you don't need to be doing all of the notes for videos or all the social media setting up or handling emails and stuff like that.
Now, the way that I look at it too is, what else can you do with that 1 hour a week that you're giving to someone else? So like, can you coach for longer? Can you take on another client because you have an hour more to work on project work or whatnot? And I think that's where a lot of people can kind of overlook that because it's so simple, but at the same point, it does have a big impact if you're able to do that. Okay, so this is a question I was thinking about too, because as you're saying it, I feel like once you actually take that leap into hiring either a virtual assistant or an OBM, it's almost like an addiction because you realize how much more time you have to actually work on like the passions you have for your business and not necessarily have to worry about is the rest of it functioning. So it can almost be giving the advice of dipping your toe into it and then seeing how that addiction can then grow your business and grow your income to the point where you're adding on more hours and allowing things to fall off your plate because you can see the benefit it has had.
Right. And I was just listening to somebody talk today and they're like, okay, so what are the areas that I am not doing well in? And so they were looking at their personal life and they're like, well, I'm not eating meals. So they decided to get a meal service because they realized their money is better spent working on what they need and taking care of themselves. And so they've hired out making meals. Like something that simple has led to all of this. It's kind of like a mindset change. Like you go from needing to do it all yourself to realizing if I hire, I can do so much more. And so much more can get done because I'm not the only one doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also, it's kind of goes back to that decision fatigue episode that we had like super long time ago when we launched the podcast, but you're allowing your mind to then free up space to do more of the things that you know that you are, and I don't want to say good at because we can be good at a lot of things, but that we're passionate about and that we have those God-given gifts for, and not necessarily weigh it down with things we don't even realize are getting weighed down. Like your client said, she hired out meals. She probably didn't realize how much stress those meals were causing her because she wasn't like cooking or eating or whatever her situation was until she hired that out and then didn't have to think about it. And I think that's where, if you're kind of on the fence about it, think about it as virtual assistant or OBM helps you not think about things. Like you can think, you have more brain power to actually think about things you enjoy.
Yep.
I think the other thing that you touched on, because you talked about do it before the overwhelm sets in and know your limits. And for me, I chuckled when you said it. Mainly because I thought, well, the overwhelm sets in the day you start your business. Because, I mean, come on, running a business is not the easiest thing. We all think it's going to be, you know, rainbows and unicorns, but really it's hard work and overwhelm does set in pretty quickly. But I think that for me, and to tie in the know your limits, it's not the easiest thing to see when you've got your head down and you're working. But a lot of what both of you have brought up is really recognizing those points of the things that you don't do well or that your business is suffering because you don't do well. And I think that those are the things that can help you to recognize when you've reached that limit and when that overwhelm is starting to set in because other things are suffering. And I also think for me that it's that feeling of being like the rope in a tug of war. Like I have this to do. Oh, but there's this over here. And that's when you need somebody else that can step in and be on that other side to take care of what's over here. So you can just focus on what's over here.
Now, okay. This is another, it's kind of a question, kind of like a statement, kind of my own opinion, but I'm just going to go for it anyway. And it does not reference Christian Grey or anything like that. Because apparently we can't trust my judgment today. So basically, when you are also starting your business and you're thinking that hiring a VA or having an OPM come on is a great idea, but you just can't do it right now, would you suggest being proactive about them writing down the list of everything they know that they're not necessarily strong in their business? So when that time comes, it's not even a second thought of what they need to get off their plate. It's just here, take it.
Yes. That and what Samantha said with what you're not strong at. So the things that you're not strong at and then the things that you just don't enjoy. Mm-hmm. Those are the two things that it's easier. And I said this earlier, but the things that you might be good at, but things that somebody else could do. So for me and my business, I'm good at like creating Instagram posts. But somebody else could totally do that. Like, that's not something that I alone have to do. If you find the right person to kind of craft your voice, they can take over Instagram. And so it's the things, identifying the things that others can do as well. Because there's going to be a point, if your business grows, that you can't handle even the things that you're good at or that you enjoy. It's just not possible because you're focused on whatever it is that you, what you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more question before we end this episode because it just popped into my mind. Do you think they're also, because we all start out businesses to obviously be our own bosses and give back to the communities that we really feel passionate about. Is there sometimes a sense of fear of losing control when you're not necessarily doing all the things that could stop people from hiring or outsourcing to a virtual assistant or an OBM?
Yes. And I think that the fear comes in from two different places. I think that it's a fear of loss of control of your business because your business is like, you know, handing over something that's super, super important, like your credit card. Like, mm-hmm. If I hand that over, is that going to, like, what's going to happen to it? You know, this is in some cases a stranger that I've just talked with for 15 minutes. Can I trust them with my credit card or my passwords or whatever it is? So that's an area of fear. And the other area is this person going to help or hinder my business? Because until you start working together, like, you don't really know, and it could be good or it could be bad. And I think that's the area that other people get really, really worried about, is because if they don't know the person or even know them very well, there's that, the unknown, like the fear of the unknown, and then where the business is going to go after that.
Mm-hmm. And it to me, sometimes I see this in people, is they also get stuck in the fear of just looking at things as not necessarily being beneficial for the business because they are doing all the things and they're overwhelmed. So it could also be shifting it from seeing it as an issue of tension and not knowing the person as like almost asking yourself the question of, okay, well, what can they do for me? And mm-hmm. instead of it being that negative connotation, it's that positive connotation so that the relationship starts off on the right foot instead of it being in that space of, well, I just need to hire someone, but I still don't have that trust or that capacity to trust someone in that aspect.
That's why it's always easy to start small. Mm-hmm. Starting with something that they're able to just get their feet wet and do a trial, like 2-week trial is good, seeing how things are going to go. And then using somebody that's trustworthy to give a referral is a great way. Or, you know, I always say get on the phone with somebody and have that connection, because the connection is going to tell you more about your relationship and your ability to trust somebody with your business. People, especially VAs, they can be taught. Like, that's without a doubt. Like, if there's somebody that's, you know, looking for work as a virtual assistant, they can be taught something, but your connection is what cannot be taught. Your connection is going to be natural, and you have to have that natural connection with somebody.
All right. I think this episode has been amazing. And if you've missed the last couple, last week we talked about what the differences were between a VA and OBM. Today, obviously, we talked about how to know when to hire one. And if you stay with us for next week, you'll be finding out how to go ahead and actually bring on your first VA or OBM. So be sure to join us here next week. In the meantime, you can find show notes and more information over at beautifullyboldpodcast.com and continue the conversation with us over in the Facebook group at beautifullyboldpodcast.com/. Thanks, guys.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.